From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Missouri is one of 13 states that won a reprieve from a new EPA rule that expands the definition of a navigable waterway. Marshall Griffin has details about the decision by a federal judge in North Dakota.
The ruling comes after the state's suit, claiming that the new waters of the U.S. definition went too far, to the point of including ponds, channels that are dry most of the time, and streams that only flow when it's raining. In his decision, federal Judge Ralph Erickson said that he blocked the rule in part because it appeared that the EPA, quote, violated its congressional grant of authority. The Missouri Farm Bureau released a statement praising the decision, calling it a reprieve for farmers, while the Missouri Coalition for the Environment said it would continue to allow polluters to degrade the state's natural resources. Meanwhile, the new rule is being enforced in the 37 states that are not plaintiffs in the suit. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A state inspection report says a suburban St. Louis pathology lab failed to provide the state with an unknown number of reports on fetal tissue from the St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch obtained an inspection report of the clinic that revealed the failure of Brentwood-based Pathology Services Incorporated, raising questions about how the state health department can be sure that fetal body parts from abortions aren't sold illegally. The company says it disposes of tissue samples through a biohazard medical company and sends reports to the state as required. But a March inspection report revealed the failure to submit reports to the health department. A Planned Parenthood official says the reporting issue has been resolved. Dozens of new laws passed this year by the legislature and signed by Governor Jay Nixon take effect in Missouri today. Marshall Griffin takes a look at five.
One makes changes to the police retirement systems in St. Louis and Kansas City. It finishes the transfer of police control from state to city in St. Louis by dissolving the Board of Police Commissioners. Another requires sex ed materials to include information on sexual predators, online predators, and the consequences of inappropriate text messaging. Other new laws will create freedom of expression zones on college campuses, require the Department of Revenue to notify businesses of changes in how sales tax law is interpreted, and create a state fund for Missouri's dairy industry. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
St. Louis's top elected officials are discussing whether to purchase body cameras for the city's police force, but finding money for the technology that's estimated to cost up to $2 million appears elusive. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that no action was taken on the issue at the Thursday meeting of the three-member Board of Estimate and Apportionment. St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green had suggested asking members of the Board of Aldermen to use their ward capital money. Taxpayers every year through a half-cent sales tax contribute about $8 million that's divided among 28 aldermanic wards. Over a dozen board members signed a Thursday letter to Green saying they didn't support the use of capital ward funds for the cameras and suggested finding alternative funding sources. Some Midwest farmers are cheering a legal ruling that delays new water pollution rules from the Environmental Protection Agency, but only in some states. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted has the story.
The rules give the EPA power to regulate some streams and tributaries under the Clean Water Act. A federal judge issued an injunction which will put the rules on pause in 13 states, including Colorado, Missouri, Nebraska, and North and South Dakota. Those states are suing the agency over the regulations. The EPA says it will enforce the new rules everywhere else. Many farmers and ranchers have maligned the rules for granting additional authority to the EPA. Here's Blake Hurst, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau.
And of course, there's tremendous concern from contractors, from farmers, from county road districts, from cities, from municipalities, tremendous concern about what the rule means to them.
The EPA maintains the regulations are critical for the agency to protect downstream waters from pollution. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper who died this morning while following a motorcycle in rural Audrain County has been identified as James M. Bava. In a statement, Governor Jay Nixon called Bava's death, quote, a reminder of the dangers that members of Missouri's law enforcement community face each time they put on their uniforms. Governor Nixon ordered the U.S. and state flags at all Missouri State Highway Patrol facilities to be lowered to half staff. I'm Bram Sablesmith. KBIA News, Columbia.